Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to see more about our stories or our events, then please go on over to our website and you can take it from there. First up, in the project and export finance space, on the essentials news front, Sovcomflot, Russia's state-owned shipping company, has signed a 10-year, $297 million limited recourse loan to fund the pre- and post-delivery financing of two new Atlantic Max LNG carriers. Pricing on this deal has now been revealed. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the German company Diebrid has been selected to build several small hybrid solar power plants with a total capacity of 2 megawatts in Senegal. Turkish logistics companies Arcus Holdings, Intermodal Inland Cargo Terminal Project, Railport, partly financed by the EBRD, will be launched in 2020. IFM investors have agreed to buy Buckeye in a $10 billion deal. Alternative asset manager Aquila Capital is planning to launch an initial public offering for Aquila Renewables Income Fund on the London Stock Exchange early next month, seeking to raise 300 million euros. Over in the commodity finance space, US oil and gas firm Endarco has signed an agreement to sell LNG from its Mozambique LNG project to JERA and CPC Corporation in Taiwan, ahead of the final investment decision expected next month. The London Stock Exchange has announced that Gay Huey Evans has been elected as chairman of the board of directors. And India, Mongolia are expected to sign an agreement this week for the construction of Mongolia's first petrochemical refinery in a bid to reduce its dependence on Russian fuel. And Vancouver-based Core Mining this week received a $4 million investment from Macquarie Bank to advance permitting of the Imperial Gold Project in California. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, the EIB has provided Banker March with a 70 million euro investment plan for Europe guarantees to support mid-caps and 100 million euro in financing for SMEs. SoftBank Vision Fund is injecting $800 million into UK fintech Greensill, according to a person familiar with the matter. And former JLT RE chairman Ross Howard, who last November was appointed to serve as Guy Carpenter Vice Chairman effective upon closing of the $5.6 billion takeover deal between Marsh and McLennan Companies and Jardine Lloyd Thompson Group, is retiring later this year. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.